And his second question would be about the means of attaining taqwa. Taqwa is to leave a barrier between you and hellfire. This barrier can be a number of things. So, one of the things that would make you reach the level of taqwa is worshipping Allah. Allah says in the beginning of Surah Al-Baqarah, O people, worship Allah who created you and those who before you, so that you may reach the level of taqwa, the level of righteousness, the level of fearing Allah Azza wa Jal. And Allah told us that fasting was legislated upon us as it was legislated upon those before us, the people of the book, the other religions, so you may reach the level of taqwa. So what increases your taqwa? There are a list of things. On top of them, doing what Allah told you to do. Your prayer in the masjid increases your taqwa. Fasting Ramadan, actual fasting of Ramadan, because you may refrain from food and drinking, but you're not fasting. The Prophet said, alayhi salallahu alayhi wa sallam, in an authentic hadith, whoever does not abandon saying falsehood or acting upon it, then Allah does not need him to abandon and refrain from eating and drinking. Which means that the essence of fasting is not only to starve and to feel thirsty. This is just what everyone shares. But the essence of fasting is to refrain from haram. I was talking to some non-Muslims a few hours ago, and I was telling them that the beauty of fasting is that it uplifts you from any addiction you have. So we're addicted to drinking and eating. Allah Azza wa Jal wants to free our will so that we only worship Him by not worshipping our food and drinks. Even though it's halal, refrain from it for 17 or 18 hours. Why? Just so that you express your slavery to Allah Azza wa Jal, to the Almighty. Not only that, it frees you from your addiction to watching movies, listening to music, gossiping, backbiting, slandering, watching something that is haram. You must lower your gaze. When you are in the state of fasting, there's a whole new person. Not the one you know. Total transformation into righteousness and piety because of fasting. So in order for you to reach the level of taqwa, you have to do what Allah tells you to do. Stay more in the masjid. Spend quality time with the Quran. Instead of spending half an hour a day reading the Quran, usually you spend 3 hours a day reading the Quran. Finish it every week. Just reciting it, pondering upon it. Your dhikr is increased. And staying away from haram. The Prophet said, alayhi salatu wasalam, avoid prohibited things, you become the best of Allah's servants. اتق المحارم تكن أعبد الناس. So, if you manage to do these seemingly two simple things, though they're not at all simple. Because imagine if you in Ramadan cut off your connection with WhatsApp. WhatsApp app? No more. YouTube? No more. Facebook, Instagram, Twitter? No more. Just the Quran. Just praying in the masjid, waiting from one prayer to the other. After Fajr, I wait until sunrise, I pray 2 rak'ahs. This is Hajj and Umrah. I finish the Quran every 7 days or every 5 days. I try my level best to attend the circles of knowledge after Taraweeh, after Asr, learn, take notes, go back and research. Pray Taraweeh with an open mind and an open heart, asking Allah for forgiveness. Repeating, Allahumma innaka afuun tuhibbul afwa fa'fu anni. Be kind to your parents, be kind to your spouse, be kind to your children. Give them love, give them respect. Be kind to your neighbors, sending them food, send food to the masjid for iftar. Donate like crazy. This is the month of donation. Give to the poor and those who are needy, those who are homeless, those who are oppressed because they are Muslims. All of this would definitely make you, inshallah, among the righteous.